Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Yo, this is crazy, Liz. Yo, it's like,
bro, we've been here for 40 minutes.
40 minutes, B. We only got this shit for 2 hours, man. This is like a real deal studio, B. Like,
I know,
pay for
his,
the hour.
His little rat tape fucking faced ass. You really gonna piss me off today.
I bet you think again his balls tatted right now.
I know it, bro. I could smell it.
What the fuck is that? They're building a fucking basement for Senegalese motherfuckers out here? What the fuck is going on? What is that shit?
Oh
shit. Yo, what's good? Hey. What up, bro?
Hey, what's good, guys? I'm so sorry. I drove here. Traffic's fucking crazy. My bad.
What the fuck you got on your feet,
Yo, what the f- Hey,
what,
yo.
Bro? What?
Yo, listen, man.
Y'all not fucking with the Mischief Tims, bro?
Bro, you look like you about to do mischief in them shits, bro.
Yeah.
You look like you about to stomp somebody to death.
How the fuck you drove in those?
Bro, y'all already know I'm a fashion killer, bro. Y'all already know I got this fashion shit on lock, bro.
Wow.
Y'all see the fits. Y'all see these shits, bro. See, this is y'all problem, bro. This is y'all problem. Y'all stay hating on me because y'all can't get like me for real, bro.
Ooh.
See, who else could wear these shits? I know Mero bald, doofy ass can't wear these shits.
That's crazy.
I know Liz, I know you ain't got the chops for these shits. I have to bring the energy. You feel me? I got to do it for the people, for the culture.
This
the
fucking, disrespect.
Yo, wow, this is crazy, bro. You really came through an upside down Billie Eilish tins, bro. This is crazy.
I'm not feeling your energy neither. Honestly.
Hey, you know what, man?
You came in here wildin'. I would much prefer you take one of those fucking Tims and stomp me the fuck out so I don't gotta look at you no more.
That's crazy.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Nah, matter of fact, before we start this shit, let's just fuck him up one good time.
Yeah, yeah, I'm telling
that. Oh,
shit.
Yo, chill.
A victory light.
Yo. Yo, we back, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Episode 30. Victory light. When I was turned 30, I thought being 30 was washed. But now that I'm 40, I'm like, definitely not. You know what I'm saying? Using your prime at 30. And we in our fucking prime. You know what I'm saying? Because I see the comments. I'm reading the comments. Everybody's like, yo, y'all hit y'all groove. Y'all found y'all groove. We've been grooving. You know what I'm saying? I was gonna say we've been groovy.
Yeah.
We groovy. We here in the building. Liz Bell is in the motherfucking building. Rainy Ovalle in the motherfucking building. And
Hassan insane.
You know what I'm saying?
So you guys know.
I can't even latch onto that, bro, because I sound like a fucking dude.
No. I mean, you did just say, like, yo, I feel like Lady Luck in her prime, you know what I'm saying?
Do. Like, I feel like I'm supposed to be in round three.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Battling the shit out of a bitch from the Bronx.
Yep. Yo, for the audience, for the listeners that don't know at home, every time we do the Hassan insane, Hassan is monitoring our audio. So he just hears two grown ass men doing sultry voices in his ears while he's trying his best to keep this shit going.
Oh shit. Yo, I would be remiss if I left this part out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Paul. Shout out to everybody at 368. You know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful time over there. Shout out to everybody that ever came through there and made something. It was a special moment in history. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was like fucking like the 96 Yankees. You know what I'm saying? Since I'm so in tune with sports, like, you know what I mean? Like that's my comp.
Yeah.
But nah, yo, shout out to everybody over there, you know what I'm saying? But we here now. Shout out to Lounge Studio, shout out to Walter, shout out to Riggs fucking us up, you know what I'm saying? Blue, you know what I'm saying? The whole gang. Blue just won a Latin Grammy. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Blue, which, by the way, is way more lit than like the white people Grammys. You know what I'm saying? Like way more lit. They got an open bar.
Of course, we would have an open bar.
Come on, you know what time it is. You know what I mean? So yeah, you know what I mean? They closed down, they closed their doors. But if you want to get over there and get a piece of history, they having like a garage sale. So go over there, 368 Broadway, buy you something, overpay.
Or go get jumped.
Oh, go get jumped. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We'd be right there. We'd be right in front waiting for you to walk out with your $500 NPC and beat the shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? Take your shit.
Yeah.
Yo, but speaking of beating the shit out of motherfuckers, man, and just moving fast and reckless, I've speeded a lot in my life. You know what I'm saying? And I've gotten a couple tickets. I've paid all my tickets. Apparently, a lot of you motherfuckers out here do not pay y'all tickets. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking at, I'm not accusing any of y'all. You know, I'm saying Hassan. I know Hassan don't pay no tickets.
And yo, Liz on her Eazy-E today.
She got the low she got the
dark,
she's like, I
she got
wish
the dark shades
and she's
and
like,
shit.
Yo, don't look me in my eyes, you peasant.
Yeah. They all been verbally abusing me for 4 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Hassan got a knife to my back right now.
Right now.
It's true. It's true. I seen it.
See, yo, he's whispering. 5 bodies. Make a funny joke or it's 10 bodies.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, but yo, so apparently New York City's trying to get back over $1 billion. That's a wrong number. It's probably a low estimate. Over $1 billion worth of unpaid tickets. And I'm just like, man, fuck that. Fuck y'all. Because every time I got a speeding ticket, I either had to go to court or do some type of court shit. So I get why people are not paying them.
Yeah.
And the last time I got caught speeding, I wasn't even in New York. I was in New Jersey. And I just had gotten on TV. So I was feeling myself.
Ah.
You know when Jay-Z was just like, I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was feeling like that.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, I'm not black, I'm Mero. No. And that cop was like, hey. License and registration. Wow. I was just like, ah, shit. I was like, fuck. So then I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like, just talking like, man, like reckless. Like, yo, yeah, all right, whatever, yo. I'm just sitting here. You gonna shoot me if I try to get my shit? Like, talking crazy reckless to this cop. And I could tell, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm on some ACAB shit, but like, this dude, I could tell, like, he was just like, first of all, he wasn't white. You know what I'm saying? So he called me nigga as a compatriot.
Like, oh, damn.
He's like, wow. Damn, nigga, you was doing like $140, nigga. Like,
oh, yeah.
What the fuck you doing out here, man? Like, your kids is in the car.
He was looking out.
Yeah.
And shit. Yeah.
Like, yo, you wildin', bro. They about to give you. And he gave me like a fucking. He's like, yo, I gotta give you a ticket, bro. You was doing like $140 swerving in and out of lanes. I'm like, all right, bro, whatever, nigga. Just give me the fucking ticket. Gives me a ticket fucking longer than
a CVS receipt. Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And I seen him about to pull off. I crumbled that shit up and I was like, threw that shit out the window so he could see it. And I was like, all right, bro, this is where I die.
You're like, fuck it, I'm standing on it.
I'm standing on business. Yeah. Threw the shit out the window. And at this point, bro, I'm just like, fuck it, bro, I'd rather walk. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause a ticket is a major inconvenience, bro. Like, I don't know if you ever got like a ticket or had to go to court for a ticket.
Yeah.
That shit will just blow your whole day, B. Like a court date period will just blow your whole day. So I'm just like, man, fuck y'all. I'd rather step up, big step up, in my Tims, you know what I'm saying? The regular Tims. Because you fuck with regular Tims,
mm-hmm.
I fuck with regular Tims. Somebody in this room is a fan of the new Mischief Tims that look like Inside Out Billie Eilish Tims.
You're goddamn right. I said it. Yeah, that's right. I sound like fucking Harrison Ford in what's the movie? The Provasic? Yeah, no. The Provasic movie? Where he's like, you doctored your research. That's how I sound right now. Yeah. And you're goddamn right.
You're goddamn right.
I love those Mischief Tims. And I'll wear them again. I'll wear them every goddamn day if I have to.
No. So, yo, shout out to Mischief, because Mischief, I think they're less of like a apparel company and more of like an idea company.
Yeah.
Because they just be putting shit out there. It's like, yo, that like if we just sitting around here smoking weed and I just said some shit like, yo, Rainey, yo, Liz, yo, what if we made Tim's but like upside down?
and then our high ass is gonna go, yo, Mero, bro, this is why we bring you around, bro, because like, you really got, like, you got the vision, bro. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, yo, you know what it is?
One of y'all pass that wagon.
Yo, here,
tweet,
yo, hold this, yo, hold this, hold this, hold this man. Hold. Appreciate you. That's what it is. It's called ideating. You know what I'm saying? That's what I be doing.
Yo, we should get some mics, bro. We should start a podcast.
Yo, dead ass. Yo, that's an ill idea, yo.
We too smart,
God.
Bro.
Yo,
we advanced.
Come on, man. These motherfuckers making money out here doing this podcast shit, bro. We should get our shit, bro. Get on our fucking Jose Rogan shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you know what I was thinking, bro? Water bottles. But what if we put the water on the outside?
Yo! Yo, this motherfucker, see, that's why you a genius,
bro.
Man.
Yo, that's why you get paid. Come on, big bucks, dog. Big bro.
I'm saying, bro, inside out water bottles, yo, bro. Listen. That way, the shit is never empty.
Yo. Yo, that's crazy. Yo, they don't see the vision, bro. Oh. Listen, you younger than me, but you big bro for real.
They not fucking with the kid, bro.
Nah, dead ass.
Thank you guys for tuning into the Joe Budden podcast.
Yo, Liz, I'm about to get at you.
Yo, first of all, yo, Liz, don't even try to violate like that. First of all, because I feel like when you get in your bag, you start talking crazy, and like, I feel like we can't even really we you know what I'm saying? That's not the type of vibe that we going for right now.
No,
I wasn't really on drama when I came into work today.
Yeah, I mean, y'all pawned today. Y'all really pawned.
Hey. Potting is not a thing.
Nah, it's not a verb.
It's not a verb. Stop trying to make potting a thing. You are a podcaster in your 40s. Fucking be a man and say podcasting. Yo. That's what you're doing. That is your job.
Come on. Fill
out a W-4. You are not in your fucking dad's garage, all right? And you did not show up here from another planet to try and take this one over. Your name is Franklin, not Vegeta. You didn't show up here in a pod. You're not podding. It's a podcast. God damn it.
Yo.
What the fuck? You didn't get. They didn't just unplug you out of a gooey chamber. Your name is not Neo.
Yo.
You are not in a pod. This is not the Matrix.
Yo.
It's a podcast.
Yo, please.
God damn.
Let's use the right terminology, B, because, yo.
Fuck.
Yeah. Get it off your chest, King.
Holy shit. Oh, yo, y'all ready to pod? Yeah, we podding today. Grow up! Fuck!
Yeah! Hey, yo, I love it. Yo, when our softball team plays the Joe Budden podcast softball team, that shit's gonna go up.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. How many Dominicans they got on their roster? Because it's looking like a sweep, bro.
It's such a sweep.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all not ready for Liz's sinker, bro.
Oh, my God. Liz is our shortstop. She's not even gonna run for the base. She's just gonna look at you. Try it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Swing the bat, pussy.
Say it. say it, Liz. Go ahead, swing.
Go ahead, pussy.
Yes! Yo, I love that shit so much.
Take a lead for first. Go ahead.
That shit is like a hot bag to me, bro.
ain't no real ballers in your family, bitch.
Yo, when Liz hit that pussy, I'd be like, oh. I'd be like, yes!
I turned it's that president, bro. Holy crap.
Yo, you turn into, what's fucking fuck. What's the movie with Chris Tucker? The one non-funny movie he did.
Dead Presidents, where he just nodded off in the fucking, wasn't it Dead Presidents? Where he just nodded off in the chair?
Chris Rock?
No.
No.
No, it was Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
I think so.
It's where he nods off in the chair and his pupils go white and he looks like a fucking demon.
Yeah.
Bro, I saw that shit when I was 8 years old. What the fuck? What the fuck was that about?
Can we talk about supervision?
Bro, please. Please, Liz, you the unofficial bastion of generational trauma in bro, can you tell me why do we do this as a people? Why do we let our children just watch crazy shit from dumb early, bro? Like, what is that about?
It's because motherfuckers don't understand the language barrier, bro. My mom saw Chucky, a doll.
Yo.
And she was like, oh, my kids will love this movie.
Oh, Chucky.
This bitch traumatized the fuck out of all three of us.
That's what I'm saying, yo. Like,
and she was like, my brother was like, man, mommy, why would you bring this? This is esto una película de terror, pero es un muñequito.
But that's a cartoon. Yeah, you guys like cartoons.
Everything is muñequitos, bro. Everything is cartoons. If it got a smiley face, it's a cartoon. I'm like, no, this is called American Horror Show.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, this is crazy.
Pero es americano, so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But yeah, man, I don't care what y'all say. I'm fucking with the Mischief Timms.
The Mischief Timms, listen, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I have a very, my aesthetic is 2005 weed dealer. You know what I'm saying?
But bro, you're also like 6'4", so you could wear anything.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I can't wear those because they're like, then I'll be 6'9".
Yeah. Oh, no. What a problem to have.
I got
to
duck down.
Oh, God. Oh, then I'd be too tall and handsome and sexy if I wear these Mischief Timms. Yo. Oh, my name's Mero. My life's so hard. It's so tough being rich and famous and sexy.
You know how hard it would be for me to take off them big shoes and get into my 13-foot saltwater pool?
Fuck off, bro.
Wow.
Fuck off, bro. Oh, no. Then I'd have to bend over even further to feed my koi fish. The fuck out of here, bro.
Yo, but Heather's like, yo, can you go get me a bottle of red from the wine cellar? It's going to take me mad long to go up and down the stairs. And boots man heavy.
Please, bro. Please.
Yo.
Bro, my Chinese food spot don't deliver. That's where I'm at in life.
That is fucked up, right? Yo. Can we talk about what you're going through right now?
Yo. You understand? My Chinese spot, I know you've been around them spots where the Chinese food straight up does not deliver. Because that's how often the motherfuckers get jumped and robbed, bro.
Yes, bro. Yeah. They're like, yo, fuck that.
Yeah, bro.
Y'all stole our mongoose 18 times, bro.
Yeah. I seen the last delivery guy, not where I live now, but before, bro, he got jumped. He got robbed for his bike. The next week, I saw the motherfucker that robbed him for his bike doing Uber Eats on the bike, bro.
Nah. That is elite levels of capitalism.
Welcome to the
rock.
The fuck are we talking about? What are we talking about, bro?
He just like sharpened his shit out. He's like, yo,
you know what? Randy, can I pay you to follow this man around?
Like, what's become of his life, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like he's gonna steal a car next.
Yo, oh, man.
Isn't that exciting?
Won't he do it?
Jesus Christ, bro.
Yo, that is insane. And he probably wrote on this shit too, like, yo, this is now belong to News Fun Kitchen 5.
Yeah.
Like, this is my shit.
Yeah. He wrote, this my shit. Yeah. On it, on the.
No name.
Just this my shit. Yep. Exactly. Yeah.
Damn, bro. That's traumatic.
Damn, that's crazy. Listen, you gotta be built different, bro, to deliver Chinese food in the hood, bro. Like, I done see motherfuckers get clothesline off their bike on the concourse, like just straight savagery, being. I'm just like, damn. I'm like, damn. I'm still eat these wings, but damn.
Yeah.
damn, it's fucked up.
I mean, you know what's worse than that? In DR, I remember I ordered a Yaroa, and the dude was coming down so fucked up. He was coming down the mountain, and he got hit by a car, and the food just went flying.
Oh, no.
The motherfucker still brought it to me.
Oh, damn. That's dedication, bro.
He still brought it to me. He got a hit off of a pasola, so, you know, a little motorbike.
Yeah, them shits hurt.
He brought it to me, and I was just, I'm a sweet person, so I'm like, it's all right, Poppy. Like, just give me my Yaroa. I open that shit up, bro. The shit is half of it to the side. It's damn. Like you could tell what happened.
Yeah.
You could tell what happened, bro.
Yo.
The shit slid and the food went right with him. And I tipped him extra for the pain and
suffering. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying?
But for you to rob a Chinese man, bro.
Yo.
You know how hungry you gotta be?
You gotta be starved.
You gotta be hungry and you gotta be evil.
Yo, strip both.
Two of those. Yo,
bro, hungry and evil is a dangerous combination.
It's a dangerous combination, dog.
Seriously.
Combination.
A victory light.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
A victory light.
Yo, we back. We hope that you listen to these ads, you know what I'm saying, and buy some Finnish swim gear, you know what I'm saying? Because we back now, you know what I'm saying? And yo, Liz was, you was about to say something, but then we had to cut to break.
I don't know if y'all heard, bro, but around my way, around my hood, 74 different people living in one basement. There was a dude, there's an owner. Yeah, I think he has like a construction company. He owns some type of building there. This motherfucker was holding 74 people, bro, in his basement, all on little bunk beds.
Hey, yo.
$300 a pop, every single one of them. And it just got discovered. And they packed the motherfuckers out one by one, bro.
Bruh, see, that's what happens when you buy real estate from DJ Envy, bro. I tell y'all, man, it's been a long time.
So this dude was capping out at $22,200 a month.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is a good segue, bro, to talking about landlords in New York.
Oof.
You greedy, dirty, bum ass bastard.
Yo.
I hate you.
Y'all are so shitty.
You know what? I hate you. I hate DJ Envy. I hate that fucking one episode of The Breakfast Club with Dame Dash. I hate entrepreneurs everywhere, actually.
Damn.
If you ever quit your job, I hate you. If you ever empowered other people to quit their jobs and become landlords and become Airbnb hosts to overcharge people who are trying to vacation.
Yo, that's crazy.
One big fuck you, bro. I hope you sit on a hard finger every day for the rest of your life.
And fuck Major World.
Always and forever. Yeah. That is my trademark.
You know what I'm saying? Sit on the mischief team sideways, B.
Oh, my God.
You know
what I'm
saying? Holy shit.
Nah, but damn. Yo, terrible landlords, bro. The fact that you would... That's evil. To me, that you could deadass put people in a position where you're taking from them and you know that you're abusing them.
Damn.
Like, come on, bro.
You're not providing an actual service. Like, you're just charging somebody to live somewhere. Like, you're not, you know what I mean? Like, you're not making, like, you're not doing me a solid, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's the thing with being a landlord. It's just like, I got, like, yeah, damn, dog. I'm telling you, I got two houses. And I rent out one of them, but I'm not renting that out to make bread. Like, I rented it out because I was
what else
like,
are you going
to
do with it?
You know what I'm saying? And it's, and it was like, yo, I'm like, yo, I see my group of friends, whatever. And I'm like, yo, if you over here and you got kids that's like school age or whatever, and they want to play sports and they want to do this and this and that, bro, bring them over here.
Yeah.
Like, I got this spot over here. Just like cover the bills, bro. Like, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Cover the bills and you good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the situation I got going on with my other crib. But it's just more, it's not a landlord situation. It's a, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to look out.
Type of
situation. Like, yo, because a lot of... The thing about fucking owning a home is that a lot of motherfuckers... Bro, not everybody... First of all, you walk into a fucking spot and try to get a loan for a home, they're like, bro, what do?
Let me see
your last 18 years worth of income.
Yeah.
Let me make sure that you fucking a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Let me... Blah, 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 blah. And it's all this bullshit. So it's just like, bro, listen. Not everybody got 50 bands, 100 bands, whatever the fuck to put down on a house. So... Fam, if I could rent you a house, you know know what I'm saying? With like, where everybody got their own space and shit like that. You got a yard and shit. It's the you know what I mean? It's young families on the block. Your kids could go out there and like mix with
actually
other kids,
have a fucking upbringing,
have a childhood and shit. And the school system is better. And then you go to the field and it's not broken glass when you hooping and shit. Like, if I can make that happen, bro, why not? You know what I'm saying? But the landlords that be like, yo, I'm gonna take this single family and turn it into a three family.
Yeah.
And put my niggas in this basement with no windows. Yeah. You a fucking piece of shit, dog.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And I hope your crib that you fucking live in burned down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
Bitch.
I'm feeling the energy.
Had to hit it with the Liz flavor at the end.
You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, it's true. Landlords, y'all don't do nothing, bro. You just a middleman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, you bought this little plot, bro? All right, cool. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, yeah, it's catching. I'm catching a Liz virus.
Yeah, man.
Nah, that shit would get you angry. How could it not? You, man. That has, are exploiting people in one of the roughest times of their lives.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they even had rooms, bro. They literally had...
It was, yeah, it was, so I was gonna, I haven't seen it, but it was all of them just like what, in like a
like
open,
cots,
just like an open basement.
Yeah, it was
with
a
like,
big open space. It was just literally an open,
fucking
big
Rikers
space
dorm, B? Like,
and little beds everywhere, little single beds.
Oh, Hassan just hooked it up with the photo. Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
like, that's fucked up, bro.
Yeah,
like,
nah, that's jail.
Yeah.
Do you put motherfuckers on Rikers and then you charging them to be on Rikers? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
when you
nuts
know that these people are here in ways where they can't really, like, they can't vouch
advocate
for themselves. They
can't, yeah,
exactly. They can't be like, this is illegal, I'm going to go get a lawyer.
Yep.
Like, you, those are the kind of people that they have working at Major World. And I hate to make this a fucking Major World thing. But if you're a landlord, you have worked at Major World before, at least once.
You know.
But it's about the personality type of somebody who is always looking for a victim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because look at you, Mero, you own different houses. There's a difference. Let's say you put Rainier. Rainier was just a vindictive, like, terrible person who would try to manipulate and get the worst. You could give him the same position, same houses.
Yeah.
He's going to have two completely different outcomes.
Yeah.
You're trying to put a family that can probably afford a two-bedroom apartment in New York, in Jersey, with a big house, more space. You want to give them that luxury. Somebody like Rainier, the evil genius of him, would see that family and be like, yeah, I could charge this motherfucker triple the price.
Oh, word.
I'm a wild on him, actually.
But what if I put them in my one bedroom in the Bronx for triple the price?
Yeah. This motherfucker be tying ladies to train tracks.
Mero, if you want to save your darling wife from getting hit by this 6 train going express from Soundview to 59th Street, you're going to have to forward 65 Bitcoin to my Robinhood account.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I only got 3 Ethereum.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that's crazy. And, of course, he deals with crypto.
Yeah,
he's
a
fucking piece of shit.
No, because he's evil. Yeah. And then you obviously you save Heather, and then I'm frantic on my phone like...
Lord Elon, it seems our plan has failed. Sire, what do I do? I haven't secured the funds, please.
Type shit.
They literally, man. I can't even think of anybody worse than landlords. The only people that I can think of that are like in the same like stratosphere is these motherfuckers that I hope y'all have seen making deep fakes of people. And like the latest one that I saw was bananas. I saw two. First one was Denzel talking about dick pills to me. To me.
Oh, man.
Specifically to you.
Specifically to me, making me feel away. I'm just like, yo, I know this is a deepfake, but you talking to me about my dick game, bro? Like, that's crazy.
So you're not going to take these rhino pills? That's what you're telling me? That's what you're telling me
Denzel,
right now?
On his, yo, I don't
you're
even
not gonna,
know.
So you're not going to take these rhino pills?
I don't even.
Okay, all right.
I don't think I should, okay, bro. Like,
all right, okay.
I don't even want. My dick worked fine, Denzel. Like, I don't know why you so concerned about my sex life, bro. Oh, like,
listen, if Denzel tells you to take dick pics, you're gonna take dick. I'm dick pics.
Oh yeah,
oh, you know pills. I'm sorry.
Pics and pills.
Yeah. Fuck it, bro.
Nah, bro. If Denzel,
I'm trying to get on.
Yo, hey, wait, hold on. You casting fences too?
Yeah, hold on.
Hold on.
I'll do the read. I'll be like,
yeah.
Who said I got to like you?
Yeah. I ain't got to like you. I ain't got to like you. The lights is on. Clothes on your back. I ain't got to like you.
Okay. Little lip quiver.
Okay.
I was going to do that one over. Yeah, I took that shit by storm. That was too good. That was too good.
Yo. Oh, man. Yo, but these deepfakes is out of control. The last one I see had Mark Cuban very literally being like, I turned my baby carrot into a big girthy cucumber. Like in the Mark Cuban voice. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, this is insane,
bro,
dog. Like,
when are we going to have laws made against this?
Yo, it's crazy. And like the first response to that shit was AI was a huge mistake. And I'm like, yo, for shit like this, be like, it's just like, what are y'all doing, bro? Like, and also, how are you not getting sued off the face of the earth?
Yeah.
You know this what I'm saying?
Crazy,
like,
dog.
I think like what you were talking about, like, yo, when are we going to make laws about this? Like, the internet is faster than light.
Yo.
Like, the internet moves faster than light. So, like, in real time, it takes, like, lawmakers and, like, whatever lobbyists or whatever the fuck they are, it takes them months. Like, you already know. Like, bro, how long did it take to get all the lawyers to agree on the deal for fucking Victory Light? And, you know what I'm saying? So, like, imagine that on a political scale.
They got no incentive to move fast, by the way.
Yeah, no, not at all. And then by the time they decide some shit, some new stipulation some new like clause shows up that straight up didn't exist before.
It's like,
so it's like, it's, yeah, so that shit is crazy.
We pay mad money in taxes.
Yeah.
We also deal with a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be doing all of this, shouldn't you be doing your fucking job?
Yo!
Shouldn't we
be asking the question, why does it take so long, you stupid ass bitches?
Yo.
Why the fuck does it take so long for you to pass a law, for you to write some shit up? Tomorrow you could ban something. You got motherfucking national, you got a whole fucking thing of military in MTA right now.
Hello? Yeah.
You telling me tomorrow you can't put some shit out to say, yo, if you're using deepfakes and making false shit, you're going to jail,
that's
bitch.
It. Yeah. Straight up.
And like, if you're going to deepfake it, like, make it more believable.
Fair.
Why would, like, get Bernie Sanders to sell me the dick pills.
You know what I'm saying?
I would believe that. Like, I am once again asking for everyone to please take these dick pills. They'll increase your performance. They'll increase your girth by 80%. And all voters all across the nation should be taking this very seriously. I'd be like, yeah, Bernie, that makes sense.
Word.
You 80,
yo.
Then they smash
he's
it to
a real
Obama.
Fucker.
Bernie's a real fucker. Bernie be fucking.
Yeah,
Bernie be fucking,
yeah,
baby.
Bernie. That's how y'all get. Yeah, Bernie. That's 10 bodies.
10 bodies.
That's how y'all get down in Vermont. You know?
Yeah.
Vermont.
And it's crazy,
that's
bro.
Hilarious.
Make it believable. But yeah, throw Bernie in this, smash cut to Obama being like, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I took a couple of these pills. Michelle's never been more happy.
Now I know that that these dick pills have been making their rounds on the internet.
I'll tell you something else.
Now I'll tell you something else.
These rhino pills?
These rhino pills. Now I'll tell you something
these
else. If it was between
like a drone strike.
If it yo.
Wow.
All right. That's it. Never mind.
Never mind.
Forget it. Yo. The thoughts and views expressed on Victory Light are not oh my god, bro.
Yeah.
Holy shit. But yeah, Liz brought up a great point about the subway militia.
Yo,
that's going on in our tunnels.
I never thought
NYC.
I would see this shit, bro. And also, it's like the National Guard, nigga. Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, also, like, I feel like NYPD already got fucking Call of Duty loadouts.
They do.
Like, why do y'all have the actual army motherfuckers with the army suits walking around? Like, we in the fucking what? There's a movie. Was that shit The Siege?
Oh yeah.
Like that?
Oh no. Yeah, I think it was
Under
Siege
or some shit.
Or
like
Under
that.
Siege. Yeah. Crazy.
He's like, yo, there's a terrorist among us. Bro, no. I'm just
we
trying to.
We are the terrorists among us,
bro. Like, yo, you know who's a terrorist? A motherfucker jerking off on a train.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, by the way, if you couldn't tell, we're talking about Kathy Hochul, who's the governor of New York State, sending the National Guard down to check your bag at the train. You know what I'm saying? Just in case. I don't know what. Just in case you're hiding a
just
migrant.
Just in case you're taking a tuna sandwich to work, bitch.
What the fuck?
What's wrong with you?
Bag checks for what? I'm like, listen, everything that's happened on the subway that's been bad in like the last couple of years has been from motherfuckers like from Long Island.
Yeah.
Right. Trying to be cops and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, ain't like, you know, we New Yorkers be like, listen, bro, if you go up, you know, don't go in that train car because there's only one motherfucker in that train car. And the reason why he's by himself is because he shit on himself. So just leave him alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let him get to where he got to go to. Clean himself up. It's fine. Whatever. I seen the Columbia kids puking on the train. You know what I mean? At 3 a.m. on Spring Street. Whatever, bro. Like, it's just all par for the course. You don't need to. What the fuck you sending these motherfuckers down here for? They don't got shit, other shit to do? You don't got imperialist fucking shit to send them to do?
I think it's because they need to justify the defense budget. You need to, if you, like, sense. If you send the most extreme sort of, like, military or paramilitary, whatever the National Guard is, if you send the most intense version of the cops, basically, which is what the National Guard is, and by and large, I could be wrong about this, but based on how they look and how they operate, they're probably the most expensive, right? So you send the most expensive version of policing down there to the most expensive city on the planet, and the most densely populated city on the planet. Then when you write that shit off on your taxes, you're gonna be like, oh, by the way, it's like profit and loss statements, right? Oh, it's like, okay, yeah, like you know this from like showbiz and shit. Like you never want to you want to spend exactly what they gave you,
yep,
because if you go under, they're gonna give you less next time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And so if you go over, it won't be no next time.
Exactly. And if you go over budget, it won't be no next time. It has to be exactly what it was.
But yo, listen.
So I'm thinking that's what it was.
Eric Adams just put the call in. He's like, it's too many migrants.
He's like, what do you want? I'm at a restaurant.
I'm at a restaurant right now, enjoying myself. I'm being served by a Venezuelan migrant.
And I got a fine lady with me at this restaurant. I'm showing her my masonry. I'm building a chair as we speak.
That's right, because I'm a mason. By the way, speaking of masonry, I got this basement in Queens, right? It's a nice little spot. I'm going to take you over there on my moped.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, get the fuck.
Yeah. I got to watch a bunch of Eric Adams videos and then just like get my impression down. Because you make him sound like a Sopranos extra. And I don't know why he sounds like that. But then I'll watch videos of him and I'm like, oh, he sounds nothing like that. I'm like, damn, okay. Like,
the he's only so thing, bad.
All,
the, you got the big veneers that make it, you look goofy.
Yo.
He don't got the
small ones that make you look slow.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Man. But he's the villain, bro. He's the villain in all this, man. He's the guy calling John McClane, like, I put a bomb in your metro card.
Yo. Oh, my God.
Goodbye.
It's fucking crazy. I don't, I mean, it's a good thing I don't take the train like a fucking peasant, am I right? Anyway, Liz, you have anything to say about that?
All of y'all going home on pop tires. Every single one of y'all. Fuck y'all and your cool cars.
And your cool cars.
Cool cars?
Yo.
I have a Subaru Outback.
Yo.
Okay.
This guy got the official vehicle of lesbian ball players?
Yeah. Lesbian ball players or single fathers. And lo and behold.
You fall into both categories.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I fall into both categories.
Yo, he's a fast pitch softball player, and he's a dad out here dadding.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know I mean,
I wonder when New York is gonna go on strike, bro. When the fuck is New Yorkers are just gonna be like, you know what, bro? Fuck this place. Fuck this city.
I tell you
fuck
when.
Fuck these mayors. When?
When the Knicks win the championship.
Yep.
They're gonna burn this shit down.
How can we speed up the motherfucking process?
Yo, KD,
do they play this year?
LeBron,
do they play this year? Yo, I love this so much, bro.
When can we get this going?
Yo, let's get it going right now. Yo, shit. LeBron, KD, all y'all, Steph Curry, everybody who's ever been in the Hall of Fame, pull up, play for the Knicks so we can burn this city to the ground. You know what I'm saying? And in the meantime, I'm going to pull up here because y'all need to listen to this ad for Scottish Oatmeal.
A victory light.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
A Victory Light.
Thank you for tuning in to Victory Light episode motherfucking 30. Ooh. If you did not listen to that ad, look out your window. We are going to beat the fucking shit out of you.
Jesus Christ.
I did want to touch on this whole Megan Thee Stallion thing. She's in Japan right now, having the time of her fucking life.
Doing her thing.
She was hosting the Anime Awards, presenting an award for, I think it was Anime of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful moment, but she is being accused by the anime community of lying for likes, of enjoying this anime,
what?
Of enjoying this cartoon. Is that what it's called? It is a cartoon, right?
She's anime fishing?
It's anime.
Also, anime is different than cartoons.
Anime is just Japanese animation.
Okay.
Like, that's just like literal translation. That's just what it is. Yeah.
So then, yeah, that community, I'm guessing it's a very strong community. They are accusing Megan of lying and just enjoying this in... Just because.
Listen, man. Look, here's $5 in the wash jar. When I was in high school, you know what I'm saying? We just had an off mic moment about how Rainey dropped his juice box on 9/11. Mm-hmm. And I was standing on my roof smoking a blunt, looking at that shit like, yo, that's crazy. Like, <Yeah. laughs> mad grown with nuts, hair on my nuts and all that. But I put money in the wash jar because of this. It used to be that, like, anime was like, oh, you like anime? Ew. But I'm like, bro, that shit has completely turned around. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Thanks to guys like Rainey, you know what I'm saying, who are comfortable in their own skin and, like, mm-hmm. just talk about the shit that they like to talk about. I've worked with people who are not comfortable in their own skin, and what they do is they try to be like you instead of being like them. And it's just like, bro, just be you. Why is it impossible for a black or a brown person to enjoy this type of shit?
Because Liz said last episode, it's gay to be what?
Alive.
Oh, it is. It's wild gay to be alive. My fault. Damn, bro. Yeah.
Pause. You know? No, but it's...
I'm gonna go kill myself.
But I think, this is the shit that gets me when people say that, like, oh, you just like pandering, or you just capping for the internet, whatever. Like, nah, bro.
Let me tell you something. No. I don't want to cut you off, brother, but I have to. This motherfucker bought a fucking... Oh, my God. What is this shit called with the fucking spinning... fucking battling shit.
Beyblade.
This motherfucker showed up to set at Showtime Networks with a Beyblade ready to rock. Like, it's nah, I'm gonna go game with my homie after the show.
Yeah.
Like, he's not friend, he's about that life.
Nah, it was an idea for a skit. We could probably use it now, but I'm not gonna drop the sauce.
We're gonna
keep that in the tuck. But yeah, I was really on set at Showtime with my whole Beyblade arsenal and the launcher with the Supreme bottle opener on the bottom. Like, come on, you need to, you know what I mean? But back to the Meg thing, and I just think, like, black people, brown people, men, like, we're just, like, not allowed to, like, be nerdy or into, like, different shit. And, like, especially if you're a woman, bro, especially if you're a black woman, like, and I think, like, I think that it's like this unwritten rule, this unwritten social hierarchy where, like, if you're into this stuff, you can't be attractive. You can't be you know what I mean? And you can't be cool. You have to be this like closeted fucking like otaku in Japan. And otaku is like a shut-in, like somebody who don't go outside, don't got no friends and don't date nobody. You have to be that motherfucker to like any of this shit. And I think, speaking as a man who is into anime and has been longer than a lot of you motherfuckers, bro. So don't test my gangsta if you,
you
want
know what I'm
to. But you know what I mean?
Every piece of One Piece.
And then, hell no. Absolutely like, not. I have not seen a single piece of One Piece. I have not seen the One Piece. I have not seen One Piece.
Yo, I mean.
but yeah.
We did have Girthmaster on the episode, so we saw the One Piece.
Oh, yeah, we did. But like, I think people that are into anime and stuff, like, they see somebody like Meg, super talented, super beautiful person, super attractive.
She's
and
a hottie
like, you know what I mean? She's rich and famous. She's worked her ass off for everything she has. And it's like,
I can't stop doing it. But,
it's perfect, right?
Get the fuck. Yeah, if you don't leave me a WhatsApp voice note every morning with that shit, I'm gonna be upset.
I'm gonna get you ready for the day every day.
Like, good morning, daddy.
I'm gonna be like, good morning, Meryl. I hope you have a great day. Meryl's gonna wake up like, I feel energized.
Yeah, I'm a hottie.
Yeah.
Gonna be like, yo, something changed.
Yo, what's going on?
Yeah. Yo, my man.
She's just gonna find
She gonna turn into the yo.
Yo, big man. I appreciate these voice notes you be leaving my husband, gang. She gonna call me gang. Yeah.
Yo, who's your man?
Yeah.
Who's your man? You got a picture of him?
Yeah. But yeah. So I mean, you know, just to. I keep fucking going off, but like, a lot of anime fans are super miserable and they don't know what they want. Like they want a cool, cute girl that is hot and unbelievably attractive and super cute and super friendly and nice to talk to, pretty face, banging body, whatever. These people, mostly men, who are into anime, want a virgin that does anal.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's what they want. They want
it's
a
very specific.
Damn. But they want to go back in time to Greece.
What I mean by that is like they want a freaky virgin. They want someone that doesn't exist.
Yeah, like they want. Virgin.
You know what I'm saying? Like they offload all that bullshit and like all that insecurity onto somebody like Meg, who has the money to. And this idea that she's faking it is super stupid to me, because who is putting all of that? All of that money and time and production behind these shoots that she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Exactly.
Like, her Todoroki shoot was crazy. She looked just like that motherfucker, bro. Like, these shoots, first, these outfits are not cheap.
No.
These sessions are not cheap.
Not at all.
And I'm pretty sure she's paying for all of the shit out of pocket because she just got out of that deal with what's the name?
Yep.
With Wack, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was like, yeah.
Wack 50, 50,
50, it was some number, like 56.
Some number. Yeah. Yeah, so, like, she just got out that deal where they was fucking her over for mad bread. So there's no doubt in my mind that all the bread for all these shoots is coming out of her pocket. You are not telling me to my face that this girl is faking that shit, bro.
Yeah.
And that's the shit. And like, yo, going off of that, it's like the Meg situation, it's like, all right, bro, like not too much on Meg, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Leave this girl alone.
Leave her
bro.
Alone,
damn,
man. Like, yo, what are y'all doing? On the same token, shout out to our sister podcast, the Joe Budden podcast, where Queensfield got roasted for the same shit.
Yeah.
He was talking about One Piece and they were like, man, get the fuck out of here, corny ass shit.
Yeah, he was like, yo, what the fuck is you talking about, son?
Nah, this shit is hot.
I'm glad that I got that perspective from somebody who watches anime or has like been in that thing. Because I approach the situation as a woman.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like to be in Megan's shoes of like, you as a woman just enjoying something that is probably out of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a male-dominated area.
You're always, bro, always quizzed. Like, you can't just enjoy shit.
Yeah.
Like, you could just have on a Mets hat or a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And motherfuckers would be like, oh, okay.
Yo, who's the third baseman
now? No, you could wear it. You're fine. They just gonna be like, oh, this is a stylish dude. You know, he's from New York. I'll put that shit on. Bitch, since when?
Yeah.
Since when you play baseball? Since when you watch baseball?
Word?
You're not even Dominican.
Who's
really.
David Wright?
When was the first time you bought a TV? You never even owned the TV. You talking about you wearing a Mets shirt. Like with women, I'm so glad you said that because I've seen that dynamic in middle school. I remember the anime kids were always like the with the Naruto run and like I remember this dude used to run the walls with his fingers.
Did you go to school with me?
He used to run the walls with his fingers. I'm like, yo, some people look at him as a loser. To me, bro, the coolest thing you could do is be yourself.
Yeah.
Like, to me, yo, that is the sexiest shit when you are into a fucking... a car that transforms whatever the fuck you into.
Yeah.
And you like, yo, this shit is actually really cool to me. Mm. And I enjoy it. I'm not going to hide this part of myself because you think it's corny, because somebody else might think that I'm a loser or it's not cool in the cool guys club.
Yeah.
Like, bro, fuck that. What is the cool guys club?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Make your own fucking cool guy
the
club.
The cool guys club are the people who make fun of Shannon Sharp or who make fun of anybody who enjoys anything.
Yeah.
You could have a margarita. Motherfucker gonna be like, this motherfucker drinking out of straw.
Yo, that's crazy.
Why you over here with this sassy ass drink?
Yo, what are you on vacation for, bro? What are you enjoying life for?
Yo, really? You got your toes out, nigga? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Bro,
as a man, I could never wear the slippers with the thong on them. Because it's like, that's crazy. You got a thong in between your toes.
That's
wild,
B.
Yo, you know as a man, I could never feel individual granules of sand in between my toes.
Yo, I will keep it a buck though. As a human, the sandal that got the one ring over the big toe.
Yeah.
That we gotta stop that.
Yeah,
we gotta cut that shit, ain't it?
No, it's just not practical.
It's not practical.
It's not practical at all.
You gotta have a strong ass big toe, bro, to hold that bitch all day.
But yeah. But like, oh, and I just wanna clear up. I was not making fun of Shannon Sharp based on how he looked at all. His physical appearance, the fit was garbaccio.
Yo, yeah, the fit's crazy.
The fit was garbats.
Yo, it's right? crazy.
Like, that's where I was coming from. Also, like, that's fucked up. Like, calling him bow-legged and all that, that's crazy. The man had, like, two hip surgeries or something.
It's crazy, bro. He played NBA. He smashed into other grown men for 20 years.
Yeah, like, that's fucked. Like, not too much on Meg. Like, not too much on Shannon.
Even that would be a pause.
Yeah.
He smashed into 20. Like, bro, this dude played professional football.
Yeah, like, can y'all relax?
Hey, yo.
Everything is, bro, I swear. On everything I love, if and when I ever get the chance to go on one of these platforms, whether it's Joe Budden, whether it's $1 million worth of game, whether it's my expert opinion, whether it's Drink Champs, I'm making everything gay. I'm saying
and
everything.
That is an episode I will watch.
I'm saying everything as gay as fucking possible, and I'm forcing the pause out of the hosts.
Yo,
like if I'm ever on Drink Chaps, I'm like, oh man, yo, hold on, Nori, what you said this cognac was? Yeah, this is nice. It goes down my throat really smooth.
Oh,
I like that.
Slides right down.
No, it slides right down. It's like I don't even feel it.
I don't even gag.
I don't even gag. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. You know, usually I get a little teary-eyed because my mouth is so full, but this time it's really not doing much. And he's gonna be like, "Whoa, hold on, what you mean by that? Hey, yo, EFN, now you heard that? I know, I'm not bugging. I heard that.
I heard it.
Make some room for it.
Goddamn it! Yeah, bro. Don't let me on none of these shows, bro, because I'm gaying it up. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yo, he said, y'all bring it.
That would just be fun to watch. I would love to just see them.
Visibly uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Like, I wish we could do a game show, bro, where we had Cameron, Mace,
Nori,
Joe Budden, all of them. And
Dame Dash? Lord.
Bro, all of them, and we'll just have some shit where they cannot say pause, or they can't say ayo.
Yo, if you do, it's like you get an electric chair, like a shot.
You press a button, and you'll sink into the ground, never to be seen or heard from again.
Yo, it's ayo Squid Games? Damn.
Yo!
Yeah, we need that. Tell Victor to hire. Tell him we need a team.
There's just a billboard of a guy brushing his teeth, like,
yeah,
and they're just looking at it like,
yeah. Parks is like, Joe, don't say it, Joe, don't say it, please.
I know. We just saw the Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile on the street. I know. Don't say it.
Yeah.
Yo,
Joe gonna be like, y'all got me on this game show thinking I'm gonna lose, and I'm just not the type to lose.
I don't know.
I don't lose.
Yo,
Joe got the worst laugh ever. Just motherfucker sound like Voldemort.
It do sound like he don't want. It's like his, he don't want to laugh.
No,
he want to laugh, but his body not letting.
It's like, yo, you're not allowed to laugh.
Yeah,
you gotta not say,
you gotta say pause after every hook.
Yo, that's like a Nicki verse.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Shit.
Yo, listen.
Is this a thanks I get for making you bitches pause?
Yo, that's great. Oh, yo, put that shit on the same album as Meek Mill's Hold Up, Wait a Minute. Y'all thought I was getting.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Yo. Oh my god. Listen, y'all. It's that. I haven't done this shit in a minute. I love it. It's that time of the show where we go to the mailbag video. Damn, I just wanted to make it rhyme, but there ain't no video yet, bitch. But we got the new studio and the visuals will be coming in very shortly. The mailbag says, make some noise for men, goddammit.
Make some noise for men, goddammit. Make some noise for men, Tran, goddammit. Make some noise for fat Vietnamese baby. Make some noise for
goddammit. That's right.
Save me, fat Vietnamese baby.
You know what I'm saying? Bomby God, you know what I'm saying? He's recovering from ACL injury. He usually be reading this, but you know what I'm saying?
Which is super, super gay of him.
Yeah.
How you a man and you don't got two legs to stand on?
That's good. Let me ask you something. Yo, as a man, you think it's masculine to tear your ACL while skiing? So you mean to tell me that you injured yourself holding two sticks in your hands?
Mm-hmm. You mean to
going
tell me
going down something white?
Going come down on, some bro. White shit, yo.
You
chill.
Mean to tell me you got hurt having fun?
What?
Come on, bro. In 2024,
yo, you enjoying yourself?
Why are you not building a house?
Wild
bitch?
Pause. Wild pause. Why you not? Why you ain't fishing? Why you ain't on a fishing boat?
You ain't, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Why you not, man? Why you don't got one of them big cranes moving shipping containers?
Yeah, you should be in the back grilling, bitch.
Come on.
That's what you need to be doing.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, man. I love you. I hope you feel better. Yeah. We miss you.
Men is hearing this shit. He got the Arthur fist right now. He's like, I can't see you, motherfucker.
Nah, bro. My boss, he don't even care. He's flying off a perky right now. Like, yo. He's like, yo. He's like, word, I'll be back, kid.
Nah, he's like, off the word, fuck me.
He's off the crutches, baby. But he'll be back soon. So today's mailbag is coming from nobody because there's no name attached. But the question is, love the show and love the mailbag. Love you too. You know what I'm saying? Here's my question for you guys. Imagine a world where every job pays the same and has equal social status. What profession would you choose and why? You know what I'm saying? Ladies first. Ladies
why?
First.
Why?
I don't know, because I feel like I've been like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Over talking, being too, mansplaining.
Nah.
And manspreading.
Nah, you a liar. You a liar. The man never know when he mansplaining. He's a man.
Damn.
He's a man. He never got
him. Nah, it's just explaining, shorty.
Damn. What would I be if I could be anything, same pay?
We're all equal in the eyes of God. And Joe Budden.
I would be a professional swimmer.
Oh shit, okay.
Like Olympic type shit?
I mean, yeah, but I wouldn't use my skills for good. Oh. I would wanna be like a out of this world swimmer, but I would wanna use it for evil.
How?
I would wanna go in the ocean, maybe find some shit I'm not supposed to. Maybe fuck a fish.
Fuck a fish. Yo, go find a Titanic and just smack a dead white person. Yeah. Fuck your great-great-grandma, nigga.
Yeah, just disrupt the ocean on some shit.
Yeah.
Just that go fucking, you go shake a coral reef and shit, like, yeah, you don't know the hip-hop. Yeah. Like, ah, bitch.
Oh, my God.
throw a fucking a champagne flute at a fucking coral reef. Like, yo, fuck out of here, bitch.
That's what you get when you put me on the spot. That's the answer. I would be a flying fish fucker.
A flying fish fucker.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, if every job paid the same, I would just like pick whatever the easiest job is and just like do that so that I could like clock out, fuck off, and go raise my kids.
That's it.
You know?
That's
like I, like what, hold on, like what's an easy ass job, bro? Like some like mundane shit.
I mean, this is pretty easy.
This?
Potting.
Oh my god! Fucking
we
potting.
Pot it out, baby.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are you a professional potter?
Yeah, you know I'm a professional potter. Jesus Christ! Sounds like a fucking crime. Yeah.
You know who else is a professional potter?
Just sound like a federal offense, bro.
Patrick Swayze, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? He was a professional potter in the movie Ghost.
Yeah. No, I guess, for real, if everything paid the same, that's a good ass question. Damn, really? I hate that person's like anonymous because like we'd love to credit you.
Yeah, I gotta find your name and shout you out.
Yeah,
later. But I'm not gonna remember it.
But no, I think I would just like if I got paid to do music, I would just keep doing music. You know?
Oh, right, because that's something that.
Is that something that I actually do, or like acting or something? It's mad shit I would like actually choose to do, if it all like fucking paid the same amount of bread.
Damn, y'all see and like listen, even a flying fish fuck is better than what I was thinking. Because my shit is just like, I seen this guy and I was like, damn, if he's making money doing this and it applies to this question, you know what the fuck I'm doing, man? I'm going to be the new and improved official Finch 93.
Oh, God damn it.
When you have the equipment, you just put it in and splagety. Yeah, I'm a professional splagety, spling, bling, blong, blong.
Jesus.
You know
what
I love how, yo, speaking of fucking official Finch, people thought we made him up.
No!
He's real.
He's real. Oh, he got mad subs.
Guys, I'm waiting for the day that, like, the Victory Light or the Bodega Boys subreddit where they make that, like, Photoshop of, like, oh, therapist, official Finch 93 isn't real. He can't hurt you. Yeah. It's like official Finch 93. Splaga blaga blog blog blog
like
blung.
A sewer grate?
Yeah. Through like a yeah. Through like the mail slot in a door.
Yeah, you have to have a ball.
Yeah, bro.
That's right, motherfucker. So yeah, if every job paid the same, I'll be fucking fake butts. You know what I'm saying? How at your boy, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's let's bell in the motherfucking building, rain in the motherfucking building. You know
certified
what it is.
Yapper, you know
what
it is.
Yeah, baby. And
Hassan insane.
Yeah. Victor's at home with his baby like he should be, and Min is on the mend, you know what I'm saying? But we'll be back with another banger. Stay right there. Don't move until we release the next episode.
A victory light.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? But don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen, and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.